It makes perfect sense why the United Nations would be interested in covering this up. Frankly, it makes perfect sense why the United States government, the Obama administration, which has really taken the lead on protecting the UN, first of all, in U.S. federal court right now, mm-hmm. when victims of the cholera epidemic are trying to sue the UN, when they go to court, the UN doesn't send lawyers. Those are lawyers with the Justice Department that go and argue on behalf of the UN, because, of course, the United States is a member state. Mm-hmm. There are very sensible reasons why they wouldn't want accountability to go forward. First of all, it could threaten peacekeeping. It would change the rules of how status of forces agreements are interpreted. It would leave peacekeepers, not only UN peacekeepers, but also U.S. peacekeepers in places like Afghanistan, open to all kinds of prosecutions and liabilities that they haven't been before. Especially with sex abuse cases at the UN and other things like that. But at the same time, I mean, the two things to consider about it are, first of all, accountability is necessary. The idea that people shouldn't be held responsible for the bad and destructive things that they do because there might be consequences to them being held accountable is sort of outweighed by the fact that accountability is a very good thing. It keeps bad things from happening. Mm-hmm. And especially if you're looking at a context like Haiti, one of the major problems with the humanitarian industry and the international community in general has operated in Haiti for the last couple of decades, and this includes the response to the earthquake, but also other things as well. The lack of accountability has been an enormous problem here. And the last thing to say about it is just that, as a journalist, it never ceases to amaze me how often people forget this, like the most basic dictum, that the cover-up is almost always worse than the crime. Hmm.